Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 256 on February the 3rd, 2023. I'm your host, Derek, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Nikola Corporation, DraftKings, and Fairtech, and we discussed three new trades on Blue Apron Holdings, Virgin Galactic Holdings, and Luminar Technologies. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. I also teach students how to trade options, not just study theory, with the combination of videos and live coaching calls. So if you're ready to take your trading to the next level, send me an email and let's have a phone call. The equity markets finished relatively unchanged week over week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 52 points, closing the week at 33,926 points. The S&P 500 index grew 65 points, ending the week at 4,136 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is just answering the question, what is an option? For this topic, we are going all the way back to the beginning so that everyone understands. I'm sure we all know the basic descriptions that includes words like rights and obligations. I want to drill in the fact that options, the options we trade, are options to buy or sell the underlying stock. Once you understand that completely, spreads will make more sense. And to be honest, we deal with options in our everyday life all the time. We just don't call them options. You may lease a car and have the right to buy that car for a specific price at the end of the lease term. That's an option. I know real estate developers who will pay a landowner for the right to buy their property at a specific price during a specific time frame, like 5 or 10 years, if the landowner decides to sell the land. They have the first right to buy the property. That is an option. Nearly everyone has car insurance, and if you don't have it and you live in the United States, you should, so please don't drive anywhere near me or my cars. That being said, we pay money to insurance companies so that they will pay the price to fix our cars if anything bad happens. So much like all of these normal common examples of options we see in everyday living, stock options give us rights or obligations. As the buyer of car insurance, you have the right to get your car fixed if you experience an accident that is covered by the policy. The insurance company is the seller of that option. They have the obligation to fix your car if you have an accident. As the buyer, you have all of the rights. The seller of the option has the obligations. When it comes to spreads, you have bought one option, which gives you rights, and you've sold another option, which gives you an obligation. So just let that sink in at some point with some numbers behind it. Look at the option strikes that you're looking at and consider that the one that you have bought gives you rights and the one that you sold gives you obligations. The sooner you see the simplicity, honestly, in trading options, the sooner you'll make money trading options. I mean, when I was researching the show this week, I saw so many trades that just looked juicy. I had to take a few of them for myself. I'm going to share some on the show, but there's a whole list of them that I didn't share and won't share for the show. I did share it with one of my coaching students today. But if you would like my help in making these markets more simple, shoot me an email. It'll be a really easy phone call that we'll have. I love talking about options. I promise I won't bore you too much. And we can just see if it makes sense. Like, honestly, there are certain criteria I look for before I'm willing to have you as a student. If it makes sense, jump in. If not, no worries. I'm always thrilled to death that you guys listen to the show and have shared the show so much. So keep listening, keep sharing. Let's get into this week's, or really last week's trades. So last week, we started off with the covered call. We looked at Nikola Corporation, symbol N is in November, K is in Kilo, L is in Lima, A is in Alpha. At the time, the stock was trading for $2.77 per share. I looked at buying shares of stock for $2.77 and selling the February 3 call at 32 cents, hoping for a return of 19.86% in 3 weeks. Well, Nikola shares lost 2 cents, ending the week at $2.75 per share. The call option we sold lost 11 cents, leading to a net profit of 9 cents if we were to close the trade out immediately. Now, if the stock price stays right here over the next couple of weeks, we will still walk away with an 11.5% profit on this trade. If the stock rises to $3 per share, that profit increases to almost 20%. So far, so good on this trade. No adjustments are needed because this one is working out. So just stay the course. And as always, keep an eye on stock. Trading options is not a passive investment strategy. So with all of these trades, you'll want to make sure you know and keep an eye on stock through expiration. Next up, we have the credit spread on DraftKings. Symbol D is in Delta, K is in Kilo, N is in November, G is in Golf. And as a, I need to point out a mistake I made, and thank you to the listener that sent me the email and pointed out that I actually had it, I gave the wrong symbol last week. I threw an I in there. It may have been because I was completely burnt out after a day of skiing. In fact, these last two episodes were recorded during ski trips with friends from business school and some members of my men's group in Houston. So thank you guys for putting up with me. I hope the changes in sound weren't too tough to adjust to, but the trades still worked, many of them. So hopefully you're keeping track of that because I know you come here for trades more than anything. But thank you for keeping me on my toes. I am recording the show much earlier this time, and I'm on my game tonight, so I hope you all are ready. So once again, DraftKings, symbol D is in Delta, K is in Kilo, N is in November, G is in Golf. Now at the time, the stock was trading for $15.04 per share. I looked at selling the February 14 half 14 put spread at 16 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 34 cents per spread. Well, DraftKings stock grew $1.83 per share, ending the week at $16.87 per share. The out of the money put spread we sold is even farther out of the money now. And if the stock remains above $14.50 per share, this put spread is going to expire fully out of the money. That will allow us to keep the full premium that we collected when we sold the spread. And this trade is working out, so no adjustments are needed at all. We're 2 for 2 so far this week. And of course, for 2 weeks left before expiration, this trade looks good. Just keep on tracking the stock, even though we're so far above our the strike that we would be aware of. So our final trade review from last week is a debit spread. We looked at Fairtech, symbol F as in Foxtrot, T as in Tango, C as in Charlie, H as in Hotel. Now, at the time, the stock was trading for $7.11 per share. I looked at buying the February 6 half 7 call spread for 32 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 18 cents, or that's a 56.25% return in 3 weeks. Well, shares of Fairtech dropped 13 cents, ending the week at $6.98 per share. The in-the-money spread we bought still has 48 cents of intrinsic value. Now, I say that as a reminder that this spread still has more intrinsic value than what we paid to initiate it. The stock price is 2 cents lower than our short upper strike, so we definitely need to keep track of where stock is trading these days. But at this point, I wouldn't make any adjustments on this trade. None are needed. Hopefully, the stock will push higher over the next couple of weeks, allowing us to earn our full expected profit at expiration without any worries. I'm still happy with this trade, of course, because of the amount of intrinsic value it has, But let's see how it finishes in the next couple of weeks. And of course, all of these trades have an expiration date of February the 17th. Now, this will be our last week using the February 17th expiration. Next week, we'll start looking at trades with the March 17th expiration for monthly options. So let's start off our new trades this week with a covered call on Blue Apron Holdings, symbol A as in Alpha, P as in Papa, R as in Romeo, N as in November. The stock ended the week at $1.20 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the February 1/2 call at 20 cents, which could give us a return of 41.67% in 2 weeks. And if you guys ever question these returns sound absurd, don't they? 41%, 41.5% in 2 weeks? Like, who offers that? All it is math, my friend. Just do the math and you'll see what I'm looking for in these trades. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $1.20 per share and selling the February 1/2 call at 20 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $1.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $1, and the stock purchase in real terms will require $120, and you'll collect $20 for selling the option. Next up, we have a credit spread. We're looking at Virgin Galactic Holdings, symbol S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, C as in Charlie, E as in Echo. The stock ended the week at $6.08 per share. I'm looking at selling the February 6 5/2 put spread at 18 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 32 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the February 6 put at 40 cents and concurrently buying the February 5/2 put for 22 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $6 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $5.82 per share, and in real terms, you'll receive $18 per spread that you sell and have $32 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread. Looking at Luminar Technologies, symbol L as in Lima, A as in Alpha, Z as in Zulu, R as in Romeo. The stock ended the week at $7.66 per share. I'm looking at buying the February 7, 7/2 call spread for 31 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 19 cents, or that would be a return of 61.29% in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the February 7 call for $1.04 and concurrently selling the February 7/2 call at 73 cents. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $7.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $7.31 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $31 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $19 per spread. So that's it for the trades on this week's show. Once again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for sharing the podcast, and thank you to those of you who hopped onto the webinar last week. We had some technical difficulties, but I did send the review out via email. So if you didn't get the replay of the webinar and you wanted to hear it, go ahead and send me an email and I'll shoot you over the link. All right, have a great weekend. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.